This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? And I'm going to do this in reverse order so I can at least catch people and at least jack them up a little bit. That's youth talk for making them mad. So they want resolve. And then I'm going to bring, during this first segment, resolve about. And then I'm going to tell you who said what they said but didn't do what they said. Let's do it that way, okay? Well, that was a little confusing. Not at all. Not at all. Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. $25 million was given to Hillary Clinton. State of Kuwait, $10 million was given to Hillary Clinton. UK Department for International Development, $5 million was given to Hillary Clinton. United Arab Emirates, $5 million was given to that of Hillary Clinton. Sultanate of Oman, it's O-M-A-N, Oman, $5 million was given to that of Hillary Clinton. State of Qatar, $5 million was given to Hillary Clinton. Commonwealth of Australia, $10 million was given to Hillary Clinton. Government of the Netherlands, $10 million was given to that of Hillary Clinton. The Emirate of Ras Al Khaimah, $50,000 was given to that of Hillary Clinton. Taiwan Economic and Cultural Office, $1 million was given to that of Hillary Clinton. The government of Jamaica, $100,000 was given to Hillary Clinton. The Federal Republic of Germany, $250,000 was given to that of the likes of Hillary Clinton. Embassy of Algeria, $500,000 was given to that of none other than yours truly, Hillary Clinton. Kingdom of Bahrain, $100,000 was given to that of the likes of Hillary Clinton. Going on to foreign affairs, trade and development in Canada, $500,000 was given to that to the likes of none other than Hillary Clinton. And when we go to Tenerife Island government, $50,000 was given to that of none other than Hillary Clinton. Notice the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 countries that actually endowed the likes of Hillary Clinton were Muslim nations. Okay? Now, this is the kicker, because President Donald Trump said, "I have no patience for injustice, no tolerance for government's incompetence, no sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens." First of all, we don't have, again, just a reminder, I'm plugging this in because it's important for people to know that in this country, we do not have leaders. We have representatives. Christ is the leader. We follow him. Remember, during the Revolutionary War, the motto was, "No king but King Jesus." They were following the Christ, and so are we, namely this radio show host named Bradley Dean. But President Donald Trump said that he has no patience for injustice. He has no tolerance for government's incompetence, no sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens. I could spend the rest of the show just highlighting the crimes and the treasonous acts of both Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And yet we have not to date seen one indictment concerning the Clintons. Not one. Now, I know that they're front men, but the fact of the matter is they are treasonous individuals. They have committed the act of treason against we the people. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. And then when you go to Luke 22, verse 48, you'll see that Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. And by the way, that's how politicians sell you out all day long. Yesterday, I had shared with you again a post of the Rosenbergs, who were executed in 1953 for simply selling nuclear secrets to Russia. Now, we know that the Clintons and Harry Reid, by the way, were responsible for selling uranium ore, incriminating U.S. citizens to steal away uranium ore to sell it to that of the Chinese, Harry Reid, and to the Russians, namely Hillary Clinton. And going back on Bill Clinton, we also know, in fact, Bill Clinton was selling military secrets to the Russians. Now, folks, let me just ask you this. If we know, case in point, in fact, that a politician is busted without question for one lie, for one crime against we the people. Of course, we can go back to Article 2, Section 4 to understand what I'm talking about, because we the people are to remove them. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, because if we know that they've committed one crime, we don't need to stand back and allow them to commit 1,000 or 2,000. And by the way, this is not an exaggeration in any sense of the word concerning the crimes of those that are allegedly there to serve we the people, but in fact are not, as we all well know that they are not serving we the people. Why is it that when we knew of the first crime of the Clintons, why is it that the American people stood down and said there's nothing that we can do about it? Furthermore, why is it that you put your trust into a man, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, that promises one thing but does nothing when it's time for him to act? Or is it just a political thing to say to the people to appease them for the time being? What are you talking about? One more time. President Donald Trump: "I have no patience for injustice." Well, then where's the justice, Mr. President? "I have no tolerance for government incompetence." Then why are we seeing an incompetent government? Why is it that we settle for the likes of those that simply appease Americans? They talk big, but they don't do their job by enforcing the law and bringing forth indictments. He goes on, "No sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens." Well, what about those that are betraying their own citizens, Mr. President? Isn't that all the more reason that you should enforce the law against their crimes? I mean, after all, you did promise to do so. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they, and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Shooting from the hip today concerning what's going on across the United States of America. Before we get to that, folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Our Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to drive you over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have some interesting news. Again, folks, news that the CIA-controlled media is silent on. In other words, if they're not going to cover it, it means they don't want you to know about it. And on the other hand, if they are covering it, keep in mind they're perverting or twisting the story to shape their agenda. Okay, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Police say handcuffed teen shot herself in the head during a traffic stop, yet the witnesses on the video say otherwise. Again, police say handcuffed teen shot herself in the head during a traffic stop. Witnesses on video say otherwise. Do check that out when you get a moment, friends. Royal Navy rescued this guy on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's a Muslim over in the UK. He showed his gratitude, his thankfulness, friends, by murdering 22 in a jihadi massacre in the UK. Now, folks, if you don't know what is going on there in the UK, you might want to open your eyes. Again, because we take much time... Hang on, I'm getting a thought here, live radio. And it's interesting, friends, that we know that they have 30 Muslims that are now mayors in the UK. And it's happening little by little. I did take some time to share with you about a month and a half ago. I got a phone call from the UK where an individual wanted to pull me out on a world platform because he wanted to know my thoughts on the gay agenda. Now, do keep in mind, the homosexuals are infiltrating nations that have given a green light to sodomy. And let me share with you scripturally again, friends, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20, verse 13, Romans 1:24, and 27 other references concerning how God condemns the act of sodomy. So the point being is when you advocate which God condemns, keep in mind you're opening the door wide to the enemy, and rest assured they will come in. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, folks, we got national disgrace. UK Home Office rejects Syrian Christians. They don't want Christians, friends. Refugee intake 100% all Muslims. So again, keep in mind that this is all judgment, first and foremost, so you know where this is coming from. The Lord said that he would rejoice over you to do good, to bless you, but he would also rejoice over you to bring forth public judgments upon you as well, friends. Keep in mind, God is angry with the wicked every day. Read the book of Psalm chapter 7 and chapter 11 when you get a moment. To suggest that God is just merely smiling down on iniquity, you've got another thing coming. Let me share with you how this works. When you look to the cross of Jesus Christ, you can see how much God loves mankind through a demonstration of the sacrifice of his Son on our behalf, redeeming us from the power of darkness through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a sacrifice or a propitiation for our sins. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. And keep in mind that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us. And keep in mind as well, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Read Romans 5:5. Now, on the other hand, how much does God hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. How angry is he with sinners? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. So there is no in-betweenites. And that's why Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Either you are all the way in the kingdom or you're all the way out. There is no in-betweenites. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Read Amos 3:3. Also read James 4:4, where he talks about friendship with the world is enmity with God. But look what's happening over in the UK, friends. Now the Muslim mayors are giving the thumbs up, and keep in mind, this is on a global scale, just so you understand what's going on. You're seeing this in Germany. You're seeing this in France. You're seeing this in Denmark. You're seeing this in countries all over Europe right now that are completely, folks, the people are being dispossessed by the Muslims. Isn't that interesting how that works? Again, only a angry God, a God of judgment, would do something like that. Well, don't sit there and talk to me about mercy. Just because you have been brainwashed to show more compassion for the perpetrator and the criminals in this country than you do the victims, because you have been brainwashed that way, friends. Just keep in mind, God is a just God. And keep also in mind, friends, that the very scepter of the kingdom of God is hating iniquity and loving righteousness. Read Hebrews 1. You can also go over to Psalm 97, where he talks about righteousness and dark. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, and that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Read Psalm 89. Read Psalm 94, friends. Read Psalm 9:16. Read Jeremiah 9:24. You'll understand the character of God. And again, you need to keep in mind that the Lord will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity or bypass it. No way. He is going to judge it. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, it tells us he's going to cause us to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought that we speak. And that is a different perspective. And I want to tell you what, that is the perspective of the Word of God. Amen? Cool. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. They are, and we are, in Jesus' name. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have the United Nations, which, by the way, was conceived out of World War II, because obviously it failed during World War I through the League of Nations. And also keep in mind, America, you're being taxed to support the UN. That means to establish a global government. And that's what the UN is at length, friends. But on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, you have UN targets media outlets that speak the truth about Muslim migrants. So what? So what? Hey, folks, the first casualty in every war is the truth. Why is the UN targeting media outlets that speak the truth about the fruit of the Muslims? Keep in mind as well, friends, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, right? To maintain order. To rule according to the reference of God's Mosaic institution, right and wrong, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is unthinkable stuff once again. We have here, what could go wrong? Matt Agarist once again. Government to house sex offenders in fenceless building next to children's school. You need to understand, folks, that you're taking on the mind of the enemy when you give these sorts of things a pass. Like abortion, like homosexuality, like homosexual marriage. You're taking on the mind of the enemy. They're attempting to teach you to war against God, a war in which you will never win. Again, look to the past. That's the way you'll predict the future. But again, Matt Agarist, what could go wrong? Government to house sex offenders in fenceless building next to children's schools. Folks, you need to look at who is drawing up these policies. You need to look to the legislators, and you're going to find out right then and there, folks, you're probably dealing with pedophiles somewhere in the mix. And our government, by the way, is infiltrated with pedophiles, and they need to be lawfully dealt with, friends. And I have the remedy. It's called the Word of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Iran Special Forces warns Donald Trump, if you begin the war, we will end the war. We have the war machine, folks, the military-industrial complex being fueled and their coffers filled up by this administration, like it or not, the agenda goes forward. And they are, folks, anticipating more war to make more money on the blood of your sons and your daughters. We did a show on this, and I spent the whole time exposing quotes from warmongers, like that of Henry Kissinger, who said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. And we see president after president giving our young men and our young women over to their unconstitutional and contrived wars. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some of those quotes. You got SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The court-ordered deadline to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border has come and gone. Still, though, some children are separated from their parents. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson explains why.
We want to protect the children. So the reason that that number is remaining is either because we had no way to prove that the adult that they arrived with is a parent or guardian, and we continue to work with consulates and others to get information to understand if they are. But also some of these adults, unfortunately, are hardened criminals. We're not going to place children at the hands of those who have already been convicted in some cases of kidnapping, of child abuse, of smuggling and trafficking.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to stay on through the 2020 election. If Kelly does indeed stay on through the 2020 election, he will be one of the longest-serving chiefs of staff in recent history. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Getting caught up in this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Iran's special forces warns Trump, if you begin the war, we will end the war. And I said that this administration is filling the coffers of the war machine, namely the military-industrial complex. And have you taken the time to listen to them that are behind the Dominican Civil War, the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, the war in South Zaire, or Lebanese Civil War, or the invasion of Grenada, or the bombing of Libya, or the tanker war, or the invasion of Panama, or the Gulf War, or the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, they called it, the first intervention in the Somalian Civil War, Bosnian War, intervention into Haiti, intervention. Notice the words they use, friends. The Bosnian War, the Kosovo War, the Operation Infinite Reach, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. Just think about that. It was only supposed to last 6 months after George Bush diverted the American people's attention over to Iraq after the two towers were allegedly attacked and taken down by Muslims in America. The war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, the Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, the Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, the American-led intervention, notice again the words, intervention, so wordplay, in Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, the Yemeni Civil War, the American intervention into Libya. No, it's called a takeover, America. It's called a takeover. They always have to paint the picture that someone else is the monster and that we need to deal with them because they're threatening us somehow, when in fact, we as Americans have found over and over and over again that there was oil that was being ripped off all in the name of "we're under attack." Or drugs, like in Afghanistan. Well, why don't you, I mean, folks, there's a video out there called The Hornet. Why don't you go out and rent it or watch it online? You'll see what our Marines are being sent over there for. They're guarding barracks and sheds filled with drugs, America. What do you think Manuel was all about back in the 80s when George Bush had to go and deal with that drug lord? No, that was a takeover, America. Haven't you been online to see the planes that have dropped and hit mountains on accident? CIA planes, friends, that were filled with cocaine? Go online. It's all there for you to see. I'm talking about war after war after war after war after war. Hey, folks, if politicians want war, then let's send them. Let them be the first ones to go. And furthermore, did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Now you have over 700 military bases worldwide on foreign soil. In 148 countries. What is war about, America? And just think about it, America. They've got you calling your enemies, and I'm not saying not all of them aren't our enemies, or are, either way. But just think about it. They always have to paint the picture that we have to go deal with some monster. And they name them like terrorists or insurgents. And hey, let me ask you, someone came up to your house and they tried to break in and disarm you and rape your wife and kill your children, and they're aiming to take you out. How would you respond? I mean, I can go back, and I've done this on the radio several times, but I don't think it was 2 months ago, friends. I was playing audio from General Wesley Clark telling you what these wars were about. And how they've already premeditated and pre-planned strikes on countries that they have not conquered yet. When are you going to figure out what this is all about? And folks, also notice to whom is doing the fighting, because it's not going to be them. It's going to be your grandpas and your fathers and your brothers and your cousins and your neighbors, or perhaps your mother's sisters, or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting, America? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups, once again, such as the bankers and the military-industrial complex that we were warned about in January of 1961 by President Eisenhower. That's all you have to do is who's going to profit from the war. You can rest assured that's who probably 9 times out of 10 created the war. And I got to ask you, to be quite honest with you, politicians, with the help of the CIA-controlled media, lie to you on a daily basis, and you know this. You know that they're the ones lying to you all day long. They are lying to you all day long. Right? Just like that of the media. By the way, who admitted that they're lying to you? They're the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators. That they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with, or you always hear the "or else." Right? Or you might even hear what George Bush, W. Bush, said after 9/11. Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Doesn't that tell you right there who the guilty party is? And all the while, these same politicians are hoping that you forget that they're the ones who are consistently lying to you. They're also those who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's a just war somehow. Now they're telling you the truth, America. Really? They're telling you the truth now, huh? Oh, my goodness, friends. When does it end? And that CIA-controlled media, don't forget, gets control over all the majority of journalists, said Dr. Udo Ufkat. Don't forget about him, who mysteriously died after writing a book exposing the CIA and the media. He also said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He also told you that the media is taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. And now when there's another war, they're telling you the truth, America? Wow. They rest in ignorance. They rest in stupidity. They really do. Because what we're doing right now, friends, is I'm highlighting an article called on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Iran Special Forces warns Trump, if you will begin the war, we will end the war. You see, they're provoking you, America. The media is provoking you. Same thing they did with Korea. I did a piece on that. With Mr. Kim Jong, you know, the rocket man? Where'd you get that from, America? From the media that you decry, that you say that you don't believe in. Calling him the little fat rocket man. Yeah, that's interesting how that works. It's interesting how they were being used to provoke, the media was, the American people to go after Kim Jong and Korea. I'm not saying they're innocent of everything, friends, but we are most not, surely not innocent of everything. Rest assured. Isn't it interesting that they had on the news, and I'm sure it was blurted out or let out without the control of the CIA media. And if they did, it was an accident. But when the spokesperson for Korea was asked about what was going on, he said, this is the U.S. provoking the American people to attack us. Of course it is. It's the same thing they're doing today. It's the exact same thing that they're doing today. And yet, when are the American people going to catch on to the tactics? I want you to listen to former National Security Advisor and former Secretary of State, pedophile Henry Kissinger. He said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. I want you to hear that again. This is the guy that Donald Trump brought to the White House because he needed advice from him. For those that do not know, Henry Kissinger is a war criminal. Okay? Bradley, you always say things in extreme. No, I just tell you the truth. That's all. I don't sugarcoat it. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, my mom, when she wanted us to take something that was good for us, she'd always put sugar in it and then a little water in it, put it in a spoon, and then we'd take it down that way. I don't think it really helped much. But that's what you're used to concerning the way that the media gives you your information, namely the Christians and antichrists, you know, those that call themselves Christians, but Christ is MIA in their profession, their exhibition. And the same thing with the conservatives, just the facts, friends. Just not candy coating it, that's all. Just telling you the facts. The fact of the matter is these are the men, along with the media, that's lying to you, that are trying to convince you that it's a just war. And always keep in mind, it's not you, it's not them going, it's always your family members. But listen to what Henry Kissinger said again. He said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Why would Donald Trump seek his advice? You want it a little bit further? You want to go a little bit deeper, friends? Take it a step further. Pull that onion, that layer off that onion, another layer. General Smedley Butler said, our boys were sent off to war to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. He said, no one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and die. Now, I got a couple more for you. I'm going to share it with you. I think it's that important because they're pushing for war again, America. Stay tuned because they're going to push for more war and more war and more war. If these third world countries don't bow to the U.S., then they're going to convince you that they need to be dealt with. Rest assured. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting behind closed doors things that were said. Like that of Henry Kissinger. See, friends, what they do is they sit around and they gather around and they talk of countries that need to be dealt with now. As I shared with you on audio about a month and a half ago, General Wesley Clark told you that if there was no presence of oil, we wouldn't be there in the first place. And the natural thing for anybody to be, you know, that's under attack, the way to respond is to basically defend yourself. Well, the American people forget that that's what they would do. And what comes to mind is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But we have these individuals, friends, and I'm talking about in other countries when they defend themselves. Do you remember when they attacked Iraq for absolutely nothing but the oil? Rumsfeld put up. The CIA put up, friends. Gaddafi. I'm sorry, Saddam Hussein. There was another one for you. But Saddam Hussein, they put him up. They used him for the time that they needed to use him, and then they got rid of him. And what'd they do? Well, we were told that they were going to go liberate the Iraqis, right? Because there was weapons of mass destruction. By the way, I played the audio of George Bush saying there was none there. Of course there wasn't. And by the way, what did they have to do with attacking America? Well, George Bush, we played the audio for you on that as well, and he said they had nothing to do with it. Well, then why did we attack them? Well, because they had oil. Do you think he was going to tell you because they have oil? Wasn't he the guy that said money trumps, folks? peace? Money trumps peace. Yes, that's what he said. He told you who he was. And I'm just laying to your candor right now, friends. I mean, what would you do? The first thing they did in the liberation in dealing with the insurgents over there in Iraq, friends, that were defending themselves and their families, was to break into their homes and take away their AK-47s that they had in their homes to protect themselves from invasion. How did the media treat that? Oh, look at how bad these people are. Look what they've done. They did nothing to us. Nothing to us. How is there honor in killing innocent people? Well, I mean, you live in a country today, folks, where that happens all day long. I mean, 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day being murdered in the womb. Oh, no big deal. That's the same government sanctioning murder here that's calling for war there, America. Think. I'm sick of it. I truly am. Again, Donald Trump seeking the advice of... former National Security Advisor, that's all they have to do is put a title on them and then you give them a pass. And former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, he's a war criminal, said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. General Smedley Butler said, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and die. Boy, maybe someone should speak to those in representative positions and tell them, now you put your hand on that Bible that says, thou shall not kill. Exodus 20, right? Did you forget about that? Oh, I never read that. That's just, you know, it's just custom. It's just what we do around here. It's just routine. Yeah, what does that Constitution say anyways? Oh, I don't know. That's just, you know, that's just routine too. You know, you just talk the political talk, which has nothing to do with the Constitution, and the people are going to drink it in anyways, you know. It's just routine around here. It's just the circus of politics, like that Bradley Dean guy talks about. Yeah. Yep. Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and die. Yep. But they had to teach and convey to the American people that somehow there's honor in it. Right? Talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Iran Special Forces warns Trump, if you begin the war, we will end the war. You can rest assured, this is the media in this country provoking you to respond. Rest assured. Because Donald's been filling the coffers to pay off the warmongers in the military-industrial complex since the day that he's been inaugurated. Nothing's changed. Same agenda. Okay. General Smedley Butler went on to say, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. It took him a long time to figure that out, didn't it? Here again, listen. The most decorated Marine in American history said, General Smedley Butler, speaking of war, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and die. Hey, you know what? If you actually obey the word of God, maybe these people in the military-industrial complex will be the ones on the side of the streets begging for money so they can go eat. Rather than our veterans. What do you think? He said, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. America, know who your enemies are. Because that Constitution talks about a domestic enemy as well. You know what he said at the end of the day? Mr. General Smedley Butler, he said, I wouldn't go to war again. After now knowing what was going on within, he said, as I have done to protect some lousy investments of the bankers. He said there's only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the others is the Bill of Rights. Wow. Well, the guy, the high-class muscle man for big business just told you what's behind the scenes. And how much more today? The high-class muscle man for Wall Street. The high-class muscle man and for that of the bankers with the military uniform on. A muscle man for big business. Folks, how much money is made in war? And maybe you want to go back to the 60s in Vietnam, friends, and understand that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, the very next day, Vietnam and the orders concerning Vietnam were reversed. Oh, we're still trying to figure out why John F. Kennedy was shot, you know? You know, 81% of the people back then didn't believe it was Oswald, but, you know, that's what they told us, you know? I mean, there's 400 people that died around the assassination, but that was just a coincidence because the media told us so, right? Yeah. Yeah, no worries about that. And then we wait until the end of their lives where they come out, John Hunt, the attorney for former CIA, James File, who admitted to the shooting, and then the attorney for Johnson to tell you who was responsible for the assassination, namely Johnson. Read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, how many conspiracies took place. It was constantly within. Conspiracies are always controlled within, just a reminder. But the American people, you know, they're still sitting around trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, if they can convince you to attack a country that had nothing to do with bringing harm to us, what else can they do, America? Well, let me tell you something. They're doing it. They're doing it. And again, keep in mind, when it's time to go to war, they're not going to be calling up their kids. They're not going to be calling up their relatives. They're going to be calling up yours. Read the book of Amos, friends. It talks about this very thing. I mean, no matter how many judgments the Lord brought upon a nation, they still wouldn't return to the Lord. They would still, you know, the Bible talks about fearing the Lord and serving their own gods. That's exactly right. They created God to suit their sins, and they're even willing to let their kids go fight and bleed and die to make money for a bunch of corrupt politicians and then call it honorable. Folks, know the difference between an honorable war and that which lacks honor. A corrupt war. And always keep in mind, friends, the first casualty in war is always the truth. I come from a military family. And I just want to tell you, nobody honors the veterans more than we do. But I bet they would be the first ones to tell you, because they will. You know, it's not time to go deal with some third world country. It's time to deal with corruption in Washington. It's time to deal with corruption in your country. Because America, you're being destroyed from within by the very people that you're putting your trust in. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.